Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Okay, so after 9 hours, everybody has eaten, everybody has gotten spells back, those who can have cast a feigned death, we're about out of time. What are we doing?
Waiting for Stro to get back.
Okay, so you want to find out about healing from them. Okay, so temple healers will visit first.
Can you try and address their soul wounds as well?
They can do cure lights. They will offer cure lights.
I am averting my gaze completely and utterly.
Does Azuri need healing?
No.
Does...
I mean, a couple points, but it's not worth using on
your own. Don't have any... Well, it's healing proficiency, so it doesn't really cost. Okay. Failed the healing proficiency on Azuri anyway the first time. You've been magically healed, so can't do healing proficiency. Same for you. Okay, succeeded on you. Four. Hold on. 18. Okay. Xavier has received magical healing, so he can't get non-weapon healing, unfortunately. Brunson has. Jake has not. So, failed on Jake. Okay, now cure lights. They can try to do it. Okay. So let's start with the soul wounds first then, okay? So the first two healers that came.
Six, they have to do the highest one first.
Yep, and the first one has been removed.
All right.
One gone.
All right.
Great job.
Second one's same caster, has also been removed. I rolled an eight both times. Well, two eights.
Well, you know, they
do find me. Does
all
he right. get awesome. From the second one?
No. No excess. Just have to remove it. That's why I like if you use a cure serious to get it. Kind of sucks because you lose, like, could lose 10 points or whatever. Okay, and then since they're already working on you, they're going to put the cure lights on you that they have. 4 points. Some Brunson. Yep.
Oh, okay.
2 points. 5 points.
11.
And 1 point.
33.
One is typical. So they leave. Another round of healing. Healers come. They can't do non-weapon proficiency healing. Definitely, I mean, they can check you, but the likelihood... That's right, they failed on Drake. So they can do that.
They,
failed on Jake. And failed on Jake. So can't do that on either one on Jake. They can look at yours. Failed. I just rolled 19 and 17. Franken. The other guys, the other girl succeeded on Azuri for 8 points. Okay. And then cure lights. So between the two of them, they have six. Who's the worst off? Probably Xavier, right?
Yeah. What was that like?
19 of. So roughly a quarter. Anybody that bad off? Okay. Going on is Xavier. Six, seven, total 13 so far, and four. And he was about two-thirds now. He was at 48 when we started.
I don't know, each one of those hits that death dealt you was a soul.
That was 20-point soul wound. Yeah.
That would be interesting. That would put you in the cure critical.
Why don't you die to something like
that?
If you die to a soul wound, and... there's a chance, like, you become a ghost or something, but otherwise, You can still be raised or resurrected in a normal way.
Oh. Huh. Very expensive one.
Yeah, very, very expensive. It does not.
Oh, wow.
So, if you have a 40-point soul wound, you're basically toast. You'd need a wish. But there's also not, it's not very easy to get something like that. No, heal does not remove soul wounds. It does disease, insanity, and all kinds of things, but it doesn't do soul wounds.
That's why I could have sworn before you said only a cure spell specifically could get rid of soul wounds.
Or a heal point specifically,
I think. You may not, you could have said that in reference to a heal spell and wasn't thinking of like
maybe it's a
cure.
Yeah.
Well, they are heal spells. So, anyway, so still on Xavier. He's got up to 3 cure lights left. Is there anybody else that should get cure lights before Xavier? He's now at half. Okay, so Theon, 6 and 6. He's a little over half now. I guess put the last one on you then. 8. That's a good roll. Okay, that was the second round of healers. By hour, at the end of hour 9, maybe let's say 10, no additional healers have come.
Okay. Dan, do you remember what this minus 1 constitution was like?
From a monster, right? From... kids, probably. I do not remember. I'm sorry.
Do you remember what my minus 1 constitution is then?
Did it happen when you used the wand?
Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't from the wand. It was from one of the things we were fighting.
Was it like a spectral undead thing?
Did you get it from the disease?
Oh. Oh, no. Yeah. Wasn't it from...
Wasn't it from when they cured the disease?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Yeah,
took the mold, the fungus away.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I know that was a possibility that you could lose constitution.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Still there?
Yep. Even though you died, still there. Okay.
I wasn't supposed to stab you?
It's a sword. Of course you have to stab.
It's 12 hit points on
top. Okay. All right. So you're through basically your healing memorization. Jake and Xavier probably have had time to train with their main like specialized weapon. You probably get a train with your specialized weapon and minor master stroke for that matter, too.
I guess I will inquire the healers while they're there if anybody at the temple has the ability to heal.
No. They don't think it's healable.
It's healable?
Mm-hmm. Get a new body. Reincarnation. Resurrection. I don't think so. Because that's not really what restoration does. Restoration does, like, soul damage. Heart. Like, regeneration does physical problems, like if you lost your arm or things like that. So that might be a possibility. That would be the closest thing, would be regeneration. There have been other people that have been infected and considerable attempts to reverse it were never successful. So I would assume that if someone can, it would be you, someone very powerful in magic, but it is outside our ability to fix it. Okay.
Well, I will find a way.
You will find a way. So at roughly 10 hours or so, Stroh returns and tells Brunson that as of right now, they are refusing her ability to leave. But the High Priestess did say that if she were properly motivated, she might reconsider.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Stro will tell you that that probably means substantial either money or magic items.
Oh, okay.
By way
good.
Of a bribe.
That's better than what I thought.
Oh. Yes.
I thought she wanted me to put a baby in her.
That's much better.
Stro says, Stro, with a straight face, she says, did you want me to offer that?
No.
Yes.
I was afraid you were going to say that, actually.
Come on, Daddy needs a new magic item. Get to work, boy.
Daddy needs a new magic item. I don't understand
Daddy,
that.
Is that new magic item?
Does that produce magic
items? Yeah, I don't understand how that produces
magic items.
I was going to say, you're thinking you're preserving having to go to magic items? Yeah, so she says, I think the priestess may be under the belief that you retrieved a lot of treasure from the graveyard.
They can smell it.
And so if that's actually true, you could bribe her with jewelry, gems, magical items, and she might consider releasing me and my child to accompany you.
What about this form?
I mean, you can offer anything you want. I don't know.
Okay.
She didn't actually say that she wants anything. She just said she would need to be properly motivated, which I am translating to mean she wants money and stuff.
Are we all listening to her?
She's in the same room, yes.
How about a mummified angel head that weeps gems of light?
It seems like something she might be interested in.
Should we go ask what she actually wants? Are you sure that she doesn't want motivated the way you actually want?
Stro is certain that she was not referring to that. Basically, the priestess has anybody here she wants. Brunson could be forbidden fruit, but it's pretty unlikely that that's on her mind.
I just say, like, the horn and the creepy angel, I think. I don't think they want that. I think it's weird.
The problem is, it's in an item. You have to have another item.
Yeah, we have to re-item it. Oh, I've got items.
You have to re-item it. Who's ready for this?
I've got items for games.
I mean, that was smart, because we could come into a situation where we're like, oh, we need X item for the item.
But will you trade for this item? Yeah, I think we'll trade for that. Okay, can you turn around? Please turn around. No, please turn around.
Just tell her about this.
Turn around.
Don't tell her our offer when she's gone.
Digging through piles of stuff.
Go like another situation.
Okay, okay, you can turn her back around.
Maybe like another one of those situations with that.
I mean, we know the name of the horn.
And Alabafish.
We know the name of the horn. We know the
song. Yeah, right.
She does. Stro does say, also, do bear in mind, if you're considering bribing her, that whether or not I can leave also determines whether or not I can escort you past the dragon.
How about you just ask her what we would have to do to meet her? Like, what would motivate her enough to get me to
leave? I feel like we should be
there. I think
we should one of us just go talk to her.
I doubt it. She doesn't really receive visitors.
We'd have to make an offer. Like, she's not. She's in a position of power. She's got the leverage right now. We have to make her
an offer. Can't we just ask what she wants?
What?
No, I can ask.
How do you feel, Stro, about...
If we tell her what we have, then...
Our options of leaving. The dragon or the river, what do you think is the best option?
I've never been to the river, but I do know that most people who leave the Liberty level to go outside and not come back go via the river. But also, I've been to the steam chambers, and you know, some people go there just for like health reasons and things. It helps with disease, especially if it has to do with your lungs. So I know that people have done that, like sojourn there just to try to maybe heal an illness or something.
You've been through past the dragon yourself?
Yes, I've been past the dragon as far as the steam chambers.
So
would you be willing to part with just the information of it?
Absolutely. If I'm not allowed to go, I can tell you what I know.
We have some fairly capable people who know what to look for as far as
I think the idea is she wants to go with her.
I know, but
we're not willing to go. She's not allowed to go.
I mean, you do have a child to worry about. You want her going to her grave, but who knows what else?
Are we really going to agree? He just cried to the girl.
I mean, we can. I'm fine with that, too. But I'm just...
Stro does have a
child. Further to add to your calculations might be, now that we have asked and she has insinuated that she would agree if she were properly motivated, it's likely that she'll be expecting at least some kind of offer.
So, yeah, I'd imagine.
I think it's pretty unlikely that she'll attack, especially with Theon here, but...
I mean,
there are things that she could do to make life difficult. If she wants the stuff that you have.
I guess if she agrees, we have the stuff that she wants.
Offer her the horn. Offer her the head.
And
maybe some money too.
We have that gem that's supposedly wrapped back on the gold.
Throw that into it.
What's that? I mean, we've got piles of gems, right? That thing could be useful in other ways. We don't know.
Yeah,
there's some of the more mundane.
Yeah, you've
gems.
Got probably. I mean, you have probably.
We have a bucket of diamonds.
2,000 to 3,000 gems in the.
They're worth more if you dunk them in lava.
Unfortunately, the priestess is already aware of the nature of the diamonds because you asked about how to destroy them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no, these are totally different bucket diamonds.
I think we just maybe some money, the horn, the head. We don't want the head and the horn is annoying.
Everybody's okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Sounds great to me.
And the gem? You said it or not?
Sure, some gem.
Yeah.
How likely is she to be offended if she finds the offer too low?
If she has reason to believe that you could have made a more substantial offer and the offer is too low, she will be offended. If she believes that your offer is sufficient, no offense. If she believes that your offer is insufficient but pushing your means, no offense.
What about the banner?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get rid of the banner. That's a good idea.
That banner is dangerous in the wrong people's hands. Do we trust the...
So what, we're going to take it to the Elderworld? So we're going to take it to the Elderworld and sell it?
Find a way to destroy it?
And he just doesn't want terrible people to have it.
Throw it in the lava, Jake says. He gives me the creeps, terrible. And I don't get the creeps easy.
How important is your kid?
Everyone in the room looks at Brunson.
Saying we have stuff to give. We don't have to give the dangerous stuff.
That's true.
Wait, is that kid yours?
Yeah, I was not exactly sure who all knew that, by the way, out of play. So.
They're making the assumption now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
She has not actually given birth, FYI.
I'm pretty sure we talked about the relationship.
She's pregnant, yes.
I do.
But it is obvious. She is showing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was there five minutes like each trimester a day or two? That's big. Oh, what did we learn about the wand of Orcus? That a dangerous item? Yes. Okay, but this is not going into those details.
When constructed, we used to roll towards the end. Very evil item.
Very evil
item.
Do it again. So we destroyed it.
Be a jerk.
I kind of don't want it back in.
It was our job.
Okay, hey, what's that? Is it a bolt? Nobody's using it. An alchemist's relationship, give this a month. What, are you going to just, you think they're just going to throw their bolt, or they're going to use it for evil means? What are we talking about? Well, how evil is this? Very evil. It's associated with the Lord of the Abyss. What, the wand, the shard of the wand of Orcus? It's a shard. Medusa lady is associated with it. She would have to go and find the rest of the priestess. I don't know what she's a priestess of. Well, she a priestess of? Theon. Medusa god.
Yeah, she's a priestess. They have a god.
But
the point is,
although they have added Theon to their pantheon.
Theon, you're in a pantheon.
I'm fine with the banner. I'm not as comfortable with the shirt.
Congratulations.
You've been promoted from Theon to pantheon.
Okay. Pantheon.
Banner is powerful now.
Or at least it's in the offing.
I mean, we don't know what the shark can do by itself. I mean, it can have its own things it can do. We'll do that when we play with it. But the wand, the symbol, is a very terrifying item.
I also have this 14-inch gray wand that we found in that temple. I can
get that just basically disappeared?
No, not that.
No, one we haven't used yet.
This one I haven't even been able to figure out what it does.
Let me give her that one.
I mean, the banner might actually be useful.
What about that obsidian codex? What's that?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's... Shut up, dude.
I mean, the banner can be useful for them for just propelling, protecting your border in a lot of ways, because they have all these people attacking us. It might be a reasonable use of them to do with it.
That's true.
I just didn't want anybody to be tempted by an item that...
All right, so let's take all the evil items.
A little more nefarious, so...
I think
you want to give the evil priestess all the evil items? That's probably a good idea.
I mean, really like
put all your cards in the deck, you know what I'm saying?
Hornhead.
We know how we like cards and decks.
Go Hornhead. Fish.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
So Hornhead.
The horn is not an evil item, FYI.
The horn?
The horn is not an evil
item. No, it's actually great weapon protecting against evil undead, right?
More effective against undead. Non-corporeal undead.
So, yeah, horn, head, banner, and amount of gems.
You don't think the horn, the head, and the banner are enough? All
right, Emmer. Fish full of gems.
Yeah, I think growing some gems really will be. I mean, if any of the gems.
Maybe a couple of the extra swords. Yeah. I think the bigger the pile, the more.
Yeah.
The more filled it will feel, even if the swords aren't crazy.
As long as everybody's okay with that, I greatly appreciate your
willingness
to give us up for
six short swords. Out of about 40. 40.
I appreciate your willingness to give us up for our cause.
I appreciate it too as well. Although it was always my dream to come here and live on the Liberty level. Now, I prefer my freedom.
You just don't be dead.
I gotta
give
this
question.
It's kind of
ironic.
I gotta get the milk.
Yeah, considering the name. It's the Liberty level, and she's not free to leave.
No.
Okay, another question. So if you come with us, are you, like, free from here permanently?
If she agrees, yeah.
So
could you ever return?
I should, yeah. Unless she says I can.
Essentially, we're trying to buy your freedom in a roundabout way.
I mean, I'm free here now. I'm just not free to leave and go. No one is free from to leave here and go to.
That's not free.
The overworld.
That doesn't sound like free.
The issue is, I mean, if people will leave here regularly and go to the overworld, which does happen, right? But when they do that, there is always the risk that someone will find out about this place.
Which I understand the reason. It just doesn't.
Yes, I'm just free here, not free wherever I would want to be. Not free to be with Brunson.
Aw, babe.
So, throw some short swords in there.
There's 34 long swords of lesser ability, so.
Oh, yeah, we could go 30-something
long swords and like half a dozen short swords. What we got?
So we got, okay, like 20 long swords. Hold on. We got the banner, we've got the head. The mummified head of an angel, mind you. We got
the horn.
I already said the horn. Oh, no, I said the banner, the head, the horn.
This full of gems. And all the short swords.
All the short swords.
You had some of that. Yes, have at least one.
I thought we were fine with the gems, the head, the banner, and the.
Like three short swords and some
long
swords.
I thought that was sufficient, no?
Okay, we can give them to fluff the pile or something.
Yeah, then we can give them three of the short swords and give them half of the long swords. We got like 40 long swords.
I'm concerned that no matter what we offer, I'm concerned that no matter what we offer in the first offer, she will reject.
That's fair.
So if we hold something back, and then if she rejects the first offer, we will have stuff to give with spice and weed.
Bearing in mind that if she is offended by the first offer, there may be no opportunity to make a second.
So hold the banner back.
No. I think the banner, the head, and the... Those are three powerful magic items, plus gems.
No, that banner is a huge swing to bring her forward, you know?
And the horn is a powerful item against those banshees that are right up there.
Something.
All right, so the gems, the banner, the head, the horn.
Sounds good.
And three short swords.
Sounds good. And this one.
Okay, two short swords, fine.
Two short swords, all right.
And you have to open the item to get these things out. Mm-hmm. And you'll have to basically have to send them to her in order for her to see what she's potentially getting.
Yeah.
Can we hide?
Here, stroke.
She'll get a bunch of guards.
Can we take a photo of what was on here real quick?
Or... Yeah. What? She's like, what banner?
Yeah, exactly.
I never saw a banner. What head?
That's it, she said.
You only said two short swords?
Yeah.
I reject your offer.
Two short swords and a
fistful. Excuse me, my scrying was in record mode. I recorded you the whole time.
You better watch out.
I have you on reflecting pool video.
You better watch out. We might have a wish in this file.
All right.
Probably not, though.
Okay, so around hour 10 and a half, you send the pile of stuff via Scrow and a bunch of guards.
And I cast item on the main. Well, perhaps I should leave.
I mean, if you want to save a spell.
But they're going to be all exposed.
Yeah. We should definitely item it before the guards come grab the stuff so they don't go and be like, this is what they brought. But they had like 500 extra items that they didn't find.
Okay, so whatever our counter offer, the item was going to be, just keep that outside and then the rest of it.
So you are familiar, it pops in your mind, you are already familiar, you could have been thinking along this line, but you just weren't. You realize that the item is a piece of an artifact, basically, and you realize that that means an aptitude mage could use it as a battery. They could draw magic off of it.
That's awesome.
Even though it's just a piece.
Yeah, it would be weaker than if they had a full artifact, but because it is an artifact, it could be used as a battery.
If only we had an aptitude mage.
I understand. Not your thing. And it just makes you like aptitude mages even a little less than you did a moment ago.
You hear? You see me sneer a little bit. Like, yeah. Not sneer, though.
I still badly want my answer to
be an aptitude mage. I think we should hold on to that.
He just has like 50 magic missiles
everywhere. Then he runs into one wizard with a shield spell and he's utterly useless.
I don't think she's a mage.
But he's aptitude.
Right?
You can
transfer probably more of a cleric. It's true.
She is a cleric, yes. But there are mages in town because the cult that hates the priests that attacked the party before had a mage.
That banner will probably go pretty far helping protect them against that cult.
So if I ran into someone with a shield spell,
maybe if they can bring it to use.
I mean, the beholders have been attacking them.
It seems like it's really strengthens undead armies.
Oh, undead armies?
I thought it like reduced morale or whatever.
Yeah. For those that are facing undead armies.
Oh.
She can still control undead and stuff.
She can. Clerics can make undead. It's possible.
See, we just gave them more room to grow, that's all.
Opportunity to invade the overworld.
We're
going to
be doing that regardless.
There's a graveyard right up there.
We give them a very, very, very terrible, particularly terrible item.
All right, anyway.
Okay. Three retreats from now, we're going to have to face an undead army led by the Medusa people.
Band of Medusas. I love it.
Right. Then we can all blame Brunson.
Yeah, they might forget about that.
It'll be the second dark army. All Medusas and undead.
Well, that depends on when people want to have a retreat. People have not been giving toward the retreat yet, so if people start giving toward it, we might have one sooner rather than later. Including I haven't yet either, so I'm including myself.
So we're still considering the banner as a gift?
Four. Banner sent.
Should we have Horn
was sent.
More?
The angel head was sent.
Magic short
two short swords. No gems, right?
A
fistful of gems. And the horn?
And the horn.
The horn was cool. I mean, inconvenient to carry, but otherwise very cool.
It would have been really nice.
Much really cool to play. If you hadn't got turned into a tree by your own cowardice.
So it might have attracted more banshees.
I wanted to try it out.
Would have been very cool.
You do it, and 30 more banshees show up.
After you give it to her and I never see it again, I can tell you what it does.
Then we'll come back.
It might break your heart a little bit. You might have to have a quest to go back and try to get it. Like, I have to decide whether or not somebody thinks about it in character. Okay. She agrees to release Stowe to be allowed to travel to the overworld, but she asks for 50,000 gold pieces in value and gems to pay for her to take you past the dragon to be able to expose that information.
Is it a scam?
Do we have that?
How easy.
Another 50,000?
Another 50,000.
I said a killer of the
whole.
Are we running was an option theoretically, but they would probably come out there.
So now we know that you do not have an appraiser. We covered this already today. They do have appraisers.
Yeah, I'm gonna trust their guy.
bring one of them in. All charm.
Right?
Give snake charm.
Snake charm.
It is charm person or mammal. I'm not sure they fit either of those.
I'm not. They're probably a monster.
Are they monsters?
They're obviously mammals.
Does anyone detect lies?
I mean, you're obviously a male of some sort. I'm very
lucky. Yes, you've seen about hundreds of fine boobs while you've been here. They have a purpose.
Dude, you should have foreseen this.
Nice.
Is that a lie?
I'll just give him a soul wound and then we'll tell them.
Yeah.
If they say no, I'll give him another one.
As soon as I made that shopping trip on, I knew Dad was going to start ripping magic items out of our hands.
Come on. You're the priestess in charge. You're providing safety for a party that just came back with maybe a million gold piece value worth of items and gems. You're not going to ask for something? Everybody pays taxes.
Yes, straw and diamonds. That's your girlfriend the traders.
In any case, all that comment was out of character, correct?
Yeah.
I know that part was, but...
All right, so...
Somebody said something I've been waiting for, but it was said out of character.
Dude,
is
that
allowed?
He's clearly running
comment. What is that? That's what you're referring to.
Right. No, I was referring to the... He said the comment of ripping magic out of
the
things.
At least not in front.
That was out of character, which meant everything that follows is fruit of the poison tree, as it were.
Okay. I suppose we just pay them and move on with our lives. Are the gems, are we confident that the gems that we have in the item are 50,000?
Oh, way more than
that. I have a bag of gems.
Hundreds of thousands, probably.
I have a bag. These size gems.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what they're worth, but you would assume each one's in the thousands.
All right, we need to get one of
these. Could Stroh help us try to value some gems? Or?
She could get an appraiser that she trusts.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the best she could do. She can't appraise them.
I would do that.
I have two pouches of fist-sized gems.
Okay. Not very many fist-sized gems, but you have one.
No pouches of any gems.
One gem, maybe two in each pouch. That's what you have. Because they're fist-sized gems.
I have two gems from before this encounter.
Okay. All right. So she comes back with an older male Medusae. His snakes are kind of decrepit looking. You don't look him in the eye.
Yeah, great snakes, Will.
All right. And then he appraises. You're going to have to get the gems out of the item, obviously.
Could have did that while he was coming on the way. So.
Right. Or alternatively, if you think you have enough on your person, you can go without.
Before he starts appraising, I will give him...
You have a 4-pound nose ring.
Yeah, I don't know how much that's...
Ooh, that might just be right. But you need that for
experience. Yeah, I also want to give him...
And you pull it back to get that. You should keep that. You pull it hard to get that.
I will... Give him a 150 gold
piece. Yeah. Okay. Just to like.
Just for you.
Soft. Start. Thank you.
You can't look me in the eye, but.
As I say, he looks you in the eye and thanks you very much. But you're looking down, so you're okay. All right.
Let's see if it's better. He's got control.
Yeah,
contest. Oh, petrification.
Come
on, you're saving the grade.
Okay.
Simple gems are better than 7 acts.
Petrification. His fee is normally one gold per gem for appraisal. That's usually what he charges. So he just gave him 150 gold piece gems, so probably several appraisals are covered.
Theoretically 150 of them.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so are you opening up the item, do it that way, or are you trying to do it stuff on your person?
Well, I thought we had a backpack full.
I got a backpack.
That's not in the item?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to use those for try?
We start with those, yeah. No,
okay.
I'll try my two or three fist-sized gems.
Okay. So it takes about between 2/3 and 3/4 of the bag to get to 50,000.
2/3 and 3/4?
Yeah.
Okay.
By his estimate. It's an estimate, but...
We'll do 3/4.
Okay. And you have a quarter of a bag. You have a quarter of a bag of gems.
We make the guards carry the ones so that they're figure out how to transport them.
I mean, they just put them in a bag. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
We have a bag.
they can get a bag. There are bags in the temple. They use bags. Okay. One guy takes his underwear off, ties it up. It's real leftover grocery bags. One for Walmart, one for Meijer. Right, yeah, they have to use a lot of them because they don't hold much weight. All right.
When this is going on or whatever, I'll go over to Zuri and I'll kind of toss him a little bag, little pouch, this coin in there, 100 gold pieces. Thank you for offering up your gem for the appraiser. No problem. This will at least recoup some of the loss. Now I can raise the bag, 100 GP.
You should have given Mr. Gold instead so we keep the experience with the gems.
That was in my head for previous.
So. Okay, anyway, so they take the bag to her. She agrees, so she has released Stro and also given Stro the permission to transport you or to lead you past the dragon to the lava and through the steam caves and to not return if that's what she chooses to do.
At least she was honest with us about how much she wanted and didn't come back with us. Now 20,000 tax or whatever.
Can we find out okay
what
she was
sent here to do for Ogryn? Well, what you were sent here to do for Ogryn theoretically is done. The diamonds become an issue because it's possible that the demigod of death knows where the organs are and would go back. So that's what's holding you up, basically. Basically, you defeated the big boss by turning him into something that theoretically could come back. So you need to finish him to actually have success.
All right. Finish him!
As soon as
we have permission, I think we should.
Oh, I definitely agree.
I agree.
I think once you get rid of these diamonds,
so you re-item the bag.
Then let's go.
Stro gets the backpack full of goodies.
I think it was already
re-itemed. Well, it was already re-itemed.
Okay. Yeah. That's right, because y'all didn't have to. That's right. Yep. Okay.
I should
We didn't want to flash all of our...
Okay.
All those dragons.
Hang on to your hats. Are you ready? We're stopping in 12 minutes max. She uses a platform to take you to yet another unseen exit. A priestess goes with you, uses a stone shape to open the ceiling. You exit through the ceiling. Does not go up into the graveyard, but goes up into a tunnel that parallels between the Liberty Level and the graveyard. You travel through that tunnel some distance. Obviously, you have everything with you. You're being cautious, blah, blah, blah. Ultimately, you arrive in the lair of the dragon. The dragon is asleep. It is a large silver dragon, and probably would be considered very old, you think. So it's not huge like you've seen some bigger, is the point. He is still sleeping, breathing calmly. You also notice that there are four small, you would call them almost like baby dragons, and they are sleeping in the coins at the base of the dragon. You would assume that they will not sleep as long as he does. So you are cautious in moving through. You can see various magic items and things in the hoard. If you wanted to be lured by them, you could go, you could try to telekinesis something, you could try to steal something, you could try to sneak, whatever. Jake says, follow her and let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm feeling there's some kind of like,
don't get greedy.
Magic traps on the board or something that will.
Well, trust me, I'm greedy enough to try, but not when she's around. So.
Okay.
So
as you are leaving the large chamber, you see one of the small dragons stirring as if it may wake, but you just quickly exit and try. Try not to interact.
Yeah, sleep and yet it's really wake
up. The problem is, if it's half awake, while music might calm the savage beast, it's pretty likely to wake him up because it's not a normal feature of his surroundings.
Yeah.
So you don't think that would actually work. Rocking him, humming him, warm temperature or something like that might, but in any case, he does not come and immediately interact with you. You follow a mixed tunnel system. She knows the way. There are several turns. You do not feel confident at all that you would find your way through if it were not for her guiding you, because it's a kind of a right, a left, a right, straight for a while, then a right, then a left, then a right. And so there, at every one of those turns, there were other options, and so you had to pick from one or two possibilities. Now that you've seen it, absolutely. Now that you've seen it. Those of you who have, 15 or higher intelligence wisdom feel like you could probably find your way back. It's not like that. But you definitely feel like you would have been hit or miss coming through. You do see some dead bodies along the way. So going up to the lava pits, there are people who have fallen to traps or magical stuff. You do also pass some doors. And what, next to one of the doors is written in a rough form of Yoffian, which I think we have at least one person that speaks, two people that speak that. Okay. It says, very dangerous, keep out. That's written in pain or blood, possibly on the wall next to the door. And she just leaves it alone. And she says, our people never touch any of the doors. You pass five or six of those, you realize this is a place that could be explored. It is the upper reaches of the dragon's lair. You did see a pile of gnoll scat at one point, but no gnolls. The gnoll scat is not older than maybe a few weeks at the most, so there have been gnolls in the caves at some point. Difficult to tell how many because they stack their poop. So it's somewhere between 3 and 10.
Oh, gnoll.
And 10 gnolls is a very scary force. They're very dangerous, very aggressive, usually very skilled. Okay, but in any case, you don't run into them. And so you've walked total from the time you left the platform about 4 hours without any lengthy breaks when you arrive at the lava pits. What you see before you is sort of like a mire, like a bog, with interjected platforms and islands and that kind of thing. But the heat coming off the lava is extreme. There's no solidified stone on top of the lava. Now, when you saw the lava in the Grimlock lair, there was solidified stone floating on it, indicating that the temperature was kind of right on the edge of being able to solidify. Here, there's none of that. It is hot. Like, there's even places where it looks like it's white hot. And so getting close to it to dump the diamonds in is potentially dangerous. But as long as you don't stay there for long, you might get away with it. Jake has full armor. He can cover himself with armor. You have fire protection. That would probably do it.
Just toss the bucket.
Yeah, no, we want to make sure
we get it.
All right. As close as I possibly can.
Yeah. Right. So you have just one bucket? I think we had two.
We have one with the bucket, one in a bag or something.
Yeah, yeah, bucket and a bag.
A bucket and then like some
shit. Well, how confident are we that he didn't transfer his essence into the bucket?
Throw the bucket.
I mean, pretty confident.
That's Theon's bucket. You might want to clear
anything item. It's a pretty big deal.
But I know we were worried about him transferring into other items. So
Well, most of those other items came from the lair. That's why that was such a big deal.
Item is far too mundane.
It's something like gems or something that your whole life has.
That's when he discovered the dark secret behind the ending item.
Well, we're confident that it's not in the bucket, then I won't throw a bucket.
Don't throw the bucket.
I throw the bags I had, we had some in the pocket still, right?
No,
everything was collected together in the bucket and the bag. Okay. Yeah, so the bag can just be thrown in because it's not anything special.
Yep.
No bag.
I mean, okay.
And you don't have to get close for that, but you'll have to walk right up to the edge and pour the bucket out, make sure every stone goes in.
Bag?
Do people have a bag?
I mean, we all had like individual.
Right, but it was all collected together. They put it all together because they knew they were going to have to destroy it. I doubt anyone has an empty bag, because if they did, they probably would have filled it with gems.
Yeah,
I get as close as I can.
What if I... Wait, didn't I item?
Oh, that's right. You itemed the stuff. That's right. Yeah, so you itemed it. But the bucket would be inside the item. But the bucket would be inside the item then. That would destroy the bucket. You can certainly do that.
Well, I was just saying it'd be easy to just throw the item.
Yeah, but you could do that too. You could bring it out of the item.
Can't because I'm not except wasting another item.
Oh, okay. You're not going to waste an item on destroying a demigod. That would be a major investment.
Not when there's other means.
He's in his own item. Just break the item.
The bucket is
the bucket him. Is in the item. He doesn't want his bucket.
He wants to throw
it.
The item in the lava. So what's the point?
So how does it waste
break
an
open item? The
item
the
because if I un-item the bucket, we pour the gems out of the bucket, then I item the gems again, that's wasting another item spell.
Or
we can
dump the bucket into
all the gems
lava.
What? We item him separately from all the
I was talking about to prevent us from having to get that close to the lava, item the gems
and
throw the item into
the lava.
I'm pretty
sure it resists fire stuff.
Well, he has protection from fire. That's fine.
Well, that might not protect you completely.
So. Oh, right. All cast, when I know, it probably won't resist fire on him, and that allows him to potentially not take damage.
What is the duration of the resist fire? So it says you may want it in the steam chambers, just for reference.
Don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
Priestesses can do that and do it, but I can't do it, and they did not do it for us.
I mean,
so.
Just open
the item. I'll walk the bucket to how close I can get, and I'll just make sure they all go in there.
But you have to make sure they all go in.
And I'll make sure they all go in.
If even one is left out, we could smoke.
The cellar detect magic?
Utter catastrophe. You understand that, right?
If one is left out, why wouldn't you just put it in now? Okay, here's an idea.
Actually, Jake had the item.
Hold the anything item out over the lava and turn it into something that can't hold gems. We're not worried about it being stuck in the crevices
like
of the bucket.
Holding something out over lava is not as pleasant as you're making it sound.
Magical fire resistance. It's going to be 10 feet from it.
Okay, I'm just saying, this is lava. This is not just, you know, being burned by a fire. This is lava.
It's most likely that it would just burn away the fire protection. And if he started to feel like, okay, wait, I've lost my protection, then he'd have to retreat back.
You get within like 5 feet or 10 feet of this lava without... We all saw Star Wars, Episode 3. You get within 5 to 10 feet of this without protection and you risk catching on fire.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, the temperature is about 1,000 degrees within 2 feet.
Does anybody have water?
I have some.
Douse them with water.
Fresh out. I had some yesterday.
It is highly will evaporate.
What not going to be used?
Anyways,
we can figure it out.
Give me the item.
Just throw the item down so there's an item.
Pick up the bucket.
Okay, he throws it on the ground.
Make sure none of the diamonds are out of it. Water can only boil so
much. Make sure we have all the items in the bucket.
Yeah, actually.
I'll pick up the bucket.
Okay, so when you threw it on the ground, a bunch of the items fell out on the ground. A bunch of the diamonds fell out of the bucket, and some of them fell out of the bag.
Can I send debris to
them? No.
We have to be meticulous and figure it out.
So you're picking up, making sure to pick up. I mean, if you work together, several very astute people should be almost 100%, if not.
I can cast detect magic.
This is his out. This is his out.
Just let him die.
We probably augury after we do this to make sure we got them all as well.
She dead.
Or before.
So who is participating in making sure that every diamond got picked up?
I mean, they're all going to register as magic.
You feel confident. By that, you feel confident that every diamond was picked up.
I pick up the bucket and I start
They're all going to register as magical, right? What do you think?
I don't think you detected magic on them previously.
No, it
did. They were not magical per se originally, but detect life.
I'll grab the bucket and start walking towards the bag.
Okay, so, and you have a bag. So you can just chuck the bag in from a little bit of a distance.
Yeah.
And there's room in the top of the bag. You could probably tie the bag shut, which would then make it very unlikely that anything would fall out.
We're going to not.
See, he's using that language. Very unlikely.
I mean, this is a very sensitive time. I understand the concern.
Well,
I should put tense music.
He's like, I still need my
reason. I'm going to tie it, but I'm still going to walk like as close as I can to the lava to make sure it goes in there.
I still wish I had telekinesis.
So he just retreat, Dylan.
It ain't going to be him. He's not that special.
Really?
I mean, look at it last year.
I mean, we did defeat him on a Sunday night, so I'm not okay. Not like a treat or anything. Yeah,
I'd have to like multiply him by 5 or 10 times to put him up against Origins and Uprising at the same time.
Right.
And then we'll think what terrible things would happen to the pages. Save vs. Death Magic. What's my Save vs. Death Magic? 18!
Alright, Paige, go throw that bucket in the lava.
What? We'll throw you. I get the work. Okay.
All right. The bag is in the lava, and it goes, and steam rises, and the bag soaks down into the lava. You don't get to see the actual destruction of it, because you're not up there at that second. And you walk up there, and you've got the bucket. And you look down, and you just see like there's a few bits of diamond floating in the lava, and then one by one they're sinking in, and they smoke and crack before they go down. Okay, you have the bucket. It's not filled to the top, and there were clothes stuffed in the top, but they fell out when it came. You put them back in, I assume. Some clothes. People don't need the clothes. Okay. So you're holding the bucket. It's very hot. Smell. You smell something burning.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
If you change...
Oh, pants!
If you change the bucket into something like...
I'm going to come back with no clothes, guys.
Change the lips on a nearby wall... Would all the diamonds fall out, or would it stay inside the
ending? Probably fall out. But Strange Glyphs is a strange choice, but yeah.
You do like a
point is something that's going to change its location.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem. Is you need it to be something that's not going to fall. He's holding the handle of the bucket, so if you pick something that has a handle, he would still probably be holding the handle. And everything that's in it would probably fall. If it doesn't, then you'd have to change it back into the bucket to get the stones out.
Spyglass.
Past 9 o'clock. 10:03 now.
Spyglass, fishing rod. Oh, you got fishing rod. Perfect. Oh, my bird. And it's direct from
other thing. Looks like there are weird symbols on a nearby wall. You could turn it into.
It's risky because it could put those symbols like on the ledge that he's standing on underneath, and you couldn't get it back. That's why I said that's a weird choice, because you don't know where it would land. You can't control where it would land.
There's a bounty board.
A what?
A bounty board.
I mean, it doesn't really have a handle.
Like a mug? It springs up, like, next to you. But it would be right next to lava, possibly. Right?
Yeah.
Is it not like a mug or a board?
Or I could just dump
it. Rope? Coil of rope?
The problem is...
Rope? Yeah, rope.
But if he dumps the bucket... It brings the bucket back down. You can check and make sure there's no stones in it. That's not that hard to verify for sure that all the stones went.
Oh, it turned into a key.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd probably work.
Try that. Two keys.
I thought he was going to kind of like...
That's what I was going to do. I was just going to whoosh,
scoop them out into there.
It's a lot of motion. Preferably, they would just fall straight down. You're not sideways, you're not judging distances. One of them doesn't get caught and kind of lands just on the edge of the lava and sits there.
So, in any case, he is, for the last 40 seconds of conversation, he's been standing next to the lava. So, is that what he's doing, turning it into a key?
After like 30 seconds, I would have just started dumping.
Okay. So that comes down to, are you dumping it first or turning it to a key first? That's all I need to know.
Just going to start dumping it.
Okay. So he's dumping. He can still turn it into a key. If at that point, he's suggesting you turn it into a key. Okay. So you turn it over, it starts to pour out. Okay. But it did not, and we're role-playing, so we're role-playing. We're not going to go back every time someone has a conversation that they didn't have the conversation while they were having the conversation. It's a role-playing game. So, all right, anyway, point is, you're dumping it out, they're pouring out, you see them hitting, and most of them smoke immediately as soon as they hit the lava. They can't stand the temperature, they smoke, crack, they're being destroyed on impact, and then they're soaking down into the lava, okay? They're pouring out with no problem, their clothes fall down. There might be some stones in the clothes, but the clothes erupt into fire on the way down to the lava. So you're confident that it's doing what you'd expect, okay? You're still there for about a minute. You feel like it is feeling hotter here, like the temperature is going up. Okay, you feel your sweat burning off, that kind of thing. You jumped out the stones completely. You look inside. The bucket looks like it's completely empty.
I changed it to a key.
Okay, so you're holding the bucket and you will it to become a key.
Yeah.
And you've never done this before, correct?
Oh boy, it's gonna be an anchor. Or altar or whatever it was.
I'm only doing it.
I don't know why me. I didn't do it.
I don't know why either.
I didn't even say that.
Different chaotic.
I just remembered.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view. Okay, instead of a key, it turns into a ship in a bottle. But it is in your hand. You're holding it. You're palming it. Okay.
And you look at the ship, and it's crewed by tiny little demigods of death.
So one of the ships, the sails is black. It has legs. It's black with legs, the sail is.
Walk away first.
Okay, yep, you're walking away.
And then I'll make sure there's nothing in it as I'm walking away.
Okay, yep.
I'll look at it very
does not appear that there is anything in it.
Hey, I'm going on now.
Try to
time for an augury?
And at that point, I realized I probably had no clothes.
No, they didn't burn off, but things were starting to smoke, so you'd think you burned a lot of your protection.
So should I augury asking if the diamond, all the diamonds containing the demigod of death essence have been destroyed, or should I just augury and ask if the demigod of death's essence has been destroyed?
How about just... did we successfully transfer all the demigod's essence into the lava?
I would know the answer is no.
So you need to isolate what you want to try to know, but remember that you're asking Hermes. He's not going to nitpick you, so find out what you want to know. And it's not a wish. Wishes nitpick everything. But
were we successful in destroying the demigod of death is what I want to know.
Okay.
He would know the semantics, right?
That's what I'll... So. Yeah, you get some.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll ask. Were we successful in destroying the demigod of death?
No.
Worse.
You know what I bet it was? When all those diamonds first screamed out, they were kind of just all over the place, and I don't think it got a little...
That's my thought.
No, because a bunch of them went down in the water, right?
Yep, went all over the place.
They just flowed down the hill into the river?
This is why I had the thought that maybe we shouldn't actually augury, so we just don't die.
Just live blissfully in ignorance.
That is definitely in your character to do that.
You know what? I like that, actually.
We did it! We destroyed him!
Phil is urging you not to give up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take anything out of your back.
And you check it thoroughly to make sure there's not like a tiny gem sitting on the boat deck, or maybe
turn it
into a key.
Yeah, we'll
no diamonds fall. There's no keys in the no diamonds in the key.
Yeah, we'll look over all of his magic items and make sure nothing's
low. I'm trying to look at all the coast of the lava to make sure any of the gems didn't hit the shore.
Yeah, we'll hang ones open all the time.
I do have protection.
Everybody check yourselves. I'm double checking my pockets, my bag, double checking any gems or other items that could even possibly...
Everyone roll a d20.
15. 18. Made by wisdom.
2.
11. Made by wisdom.
1.
Nice.
Wow. Immediately knows.
Too bad we used this roll.
Is this a wisdom roll?
It was. Okay, let's see. We're going to just randomize this here. So you're checking yourself. You're looking for items. I'm clarifying here. You're looking for items that you think might have somehow been inhabited by the demigod of death. That's what we're looking for. Okay. That's the wrong dice. Sorry. Okay. Adam. Aaron, roll another d20. Okay, one other person. Jake.
I think we should all double check each other. Like, kind of go over each other looking for bed bugs, kind of thing. Or ticks or something.
Going through your hair for any guys.
Okay. So everyone's checking themselves. Some of you have more stuff to check than others. You have a lot of gems, and you're kind of like looking along that lines because you think gems might be the thing. Because you obviously inhabited diamonds. Perhaps a normal, mundane gem might serve in a pinch, that kind of thing.
Checking the helmet, a lot of it. Gem in it, too.
Okay. So you check the helmet. You actually look right at it, and it looks the same as it did before. Nothing seems obvious about it. However, Azuri has finished checking himself by that time, and when in the helmet that he has changed color. It's still red, but it's almost opaque now, whereas previously, was it a diamond previously? Yeah, it's a clear gem. It's still a clear gem, but it, from your point of view, it almost looks fogged or opaque.
Yeah, it looks kind of foggy. You just need to walk really far away your gem.
Looks fine to me.
Do you describe to him what you're seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of opaque almost.
It does not look that way to you.
I can throw that in the lava. Does it look that way to me?
You look at it?
No.
Yes, it looks fogged to you as well.
You're enspelled by something about me.
You're enspelled by something.
I kind of look
Yes. Everyone who looks at the gem, except for Brunson, thinks it looks fogged.
Definitely looks different. Checking for a hearse.
Yeah. It looks fine. I'm looking right through the gem. It looks clear.
I'll check it out for a hearse.
Well, if you're not expelled by something, let me see it.
Who knows more about magic than me in this group?
He does not appear to be cursed.
You just give it to me for a second. If you...
Wait, you're going to throw it in the lava.
Brunson?
Why would I throw it in the lava?
Hey, Xavier.
If you won't down.
Sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Catastrophic consequences.
Yeah, that's what you kept telling me.
Yeah, if you won't give it to us, then we'll just have to assume you were charmed by the god of death. But, you
know. We will not be throwing him in.
I'm just kidding.
All I'm saying is that we're just pitching this in, even though it looks totally wrong.
Perhaps not.
We know that it wasn't the same gem that it was originally made with.
And the augury
said figured that out before, that it had been added.
Maybe he left the diamonds before we arrived on the treasure. I
mean, the diamonds are glowing, though.
It's entirely possible that gem was placed...
They were not glowing... After a little while, they just glowed at first, like the first hour.
It's possible that gem was placed in the helmet to serve as a way to transfer his soul back into it. Maybe even the unwilling participant.
Or just the place to rent you with only the running of diamonds.
Well, I say we throw the helmet in the bomb. You don't need to throw it in until we look at it closer.
Maybe we could just take the gem off the helmet, Jake says. It looks like a pretty nice helmet.
Don't give me.
I'll hold it up so that Theon can examine the gem.
I will closely examine it. Can I see anything else?
It looks... So previously, when people were looking at it, like you could see inside, and like a diamond kind of has that multicolored refracting. It doesn't do that.
It certainly changed.
Now, when you look at it, it looks the same as it did when you first got it.
Continue.
It looks the exact same.
Everybody else can see it.
Jake says, let one of us hold it temporarily. Maybe then you'll be able to see the difference.
All right, I'll let Jake hold it.
So I promise I won't throw it in the lava.
I know you won't.
Okay, he holds the... He turns it. He goes, oh! No, he's right. It is the same.
See, I told you.
Now you can see that it's fogged.
Oh, here, let me see that helmet. I throw the helmet in the lava.
I mean,
he stands there and goes, Kobe.
Okay.
But Deon says,
roll a dex check.
I am really bad at this. Maybe I admit.
Demon pretty ducks likely.
For cover. One. Oh, seven. Sorry, seven.
Okay.
Demon ducks for cover.
Yeah, I go.
Okay. It bounces off the edges. If you move quickly, there's a chance.
All right, I'll try to grab it.
Okay. It's dex check at minus two.
No problem. Nine.
Okay, so he what runs and dives and catches it before it falls in the lava.
We can't be standing nearby with all of the other possibly magical items he could flee into.
What?
Okay, well,
let's check all of ourselves.
How do you think he got into this one?
Earlier.
No.
Yes.
Jason, how about we leave?
He originally destroyed the item.
Could have been the whole time.
That's when he flee into the diamond.
Could have been all the whole time when we were...
Better safe than sorry.
It wasn't going...
Don't know.
Anywhere near us. So what do you explain for us, or what do you want us to do then?
How about someone strip off all our magic?
One of us removes their magical items, the rest of us go a quarter mile in the distance.
You sure that's far enough?
I don't know what's far enough. We go around a corner, I don't know. But it's better to be safe.
Who says he can even transfer out of those gems into something?
We got into the diamonds when we destroyed the phylactery and we're standing nearby.
Maybe the diamonds are... meant to do that. That's why this gem is...
So perhaps this was, but perhaps any of the other gems that we recovered were placed there for this exact reason.
Strip off the back, guys. We'll walk a little ways away, throw the thing in there, and then use your little magic power and ask your god if you succeeded.
Yeah, use your little magic powers.
David goes...
All right,
okay, so is someone stripping themselves of all essentials?
I don't have fire protection.
Oh, yeah, you're not too bad.
Keep your underwear on. Jeez.
Everything.
You're just wearing bracers, right?
No, my high abilities.
Underwear or Jimmy Crusher shorts?
Really? I will. Okay. Before we do that, we're going to continue checking everything else. Make sure you got the new way into that.
I mean, you feel pretty confident. So I'll give you 5 or 10 minutes you spend checking and cross-checking each other and stuff. It does occur to you now that checking your own stuff may not be very beneficial if he has the ability to trick someone.
That's why I'm saying we should check each
right.
other.
So. Okay. So after checking each other, you feel confident that nothing else is changed. Okay. Now, if you had, like, say if it's a sword, if he could somehow occupy a sword, it probably wouldn't change much.
Sonorous?
Yes.
Feel weird. Like,
stuff.
I've got quite the crick in my back. Does that count? Yes. And the front and the middle.
I'm just making sure, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Go ask, buddy.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Okay. It appears as if no sentient items have been affected.
I will strip off all the
we'll just take them. We're going to try to get at least 100 feet and out of sight.
Okay.
They have no pouches.
No, I strip almost butt naked.
Everything.
I'm in underwear.
All right.
No, you probably won't be. Lava.
What difference is
the clothes probably have to make?
You're probably wearing boots of some sort.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah. And my shoes.
Yeah, yeah, I have very nice plus two.
First
boots.
Of all, not only is it hot, lava rock is very sharp. So.
And then you're going to standing there by yourself.
Wait, should we take the gem out of the helmet?
No, just fix the whole thing.
Okay. It will ruin and then
I will stand far enough away from
it's magical helmet.
Burst into flames.
And it is a magical helmet.
Wait, we're already 100 feet away.
I was going to recommend that you just dump your cover after you throw it with the helmet.
All right. Any objections till we proceed? He throws the helmet in the lava. Okay. Goes in the lava. It's melting.
I got rejected like he was Shaq. So,
so first of all, you take 4 points of damage from fire damage, indicating that your protection from fire is now gone.
Oh, hot, 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 hot.
Also, probably burnt all your pubic hairs off.
Oh,
you gotta shave them.
They don't last for, well, versus 1,000 degrees nearby. And probably off the front of your thighs and calves, for that matter. But also, roll a saving throw versus spell.
Ooh, we're gonna try and go to you. We'll push you in a lava.
That's too close for comfort. What one made it exactly?
Is he close enough to give retreat bonuses to?
I mean, yes.
I've seen exactly.
He's only about 5 feet away. Dude. The bonuses go to players.
It would have been crazy if he took you over, because he totally said
well,
you're
if he
be
needs
a
it, I have a plus to save it.
Well, he doesn't know if he needs it or not. Do you want to use it or not?
Can we throw him in the fire, too?
I didn't say that.
He made the save exactly.
I understand, but there could be a minus.
Yes, my point exactly.
I'll give him the plus two save for a friend.
Okay.
Because you are a friend.
All right. Helmet is gone. The gem is destroyed.
You're still evil after this.
You retreat back down off the rock with the singeing butt hairs. You're like, this is getting hot!
I'm not going back in here, guys. This sucks.
Okay. He's burnt through over 100 points of fire protection.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Now, do you have an augury?
Yes.
Are you going to use it?
Sure.
Wait, double check everything.
Think we're
paranoid.
We should take a nap and rememorize spells first, and then double check everything.
We haven't thrown everything. Like, we haven't checked since he threw that.
Yeah, that's true. I guess check again.
Each other.
I start putting my stuff back on.
Okay.
I know what you've done, but
we gotta go through it first. Just chill.
I know what you've done, but it's like working you through the waste. So you gotta like quadruple check it.
All right. So we're thoroughly checking everything in. Everybody roll a d20.
Here, redundancies, redundancies.
4. 13. 14.
Anyone missed their wisdom check?
Me.
Did anyone make their wisdom check by half? Okay. All right. You feel confident. Thoroughly checked one another, and the infestation does not appear to have spread to any of you.
Yeah, I'll honor you, Matt.
we succeeded in destroying the Demigod of Death.
Yes.
Hooray!
Yay!
Well, we should be
agreeing.
So says the psychopomp.
Now she just liked that word now.
Great work. He's done now, guys.
All right. Congratulations, you have saved Ogrim's
body parts. Was it the dead guy?
No, that was...
Was it a byproduct of the Demigod of Death? Because we released him, right?
Did we release him?
I won't answer that one.
Okay. Theoretically, we released
him.
Yeah, our consequences for that are still coming, so...
We killed him, so...
I'm not entirely convinced we released him. They had a big ritual going on in Liberty City. Maybe they just wanted to make a new Demigod, because that guy's kind of like...
Maybe they were trying to summon him and accidentally summoned us, and they were like, yay!
Or maybe they were trying to just summon a Demigod and show up real quick.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Lomun Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
So...
Now we can get out of here, Doc.
Are we stopping here?
Yes, except for we're going to mop something up real quick. I just want
to
show you.
If it wasn't more hassle than it's worth, I would really like to go and create an AI image of Theon SWAT teaming the
Brunson with the fadeaway. Theon's up there like on his fly.
Yeah, he's like 4.5 feet in the air.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick.
What's
his strength? 8? Alright, here we are. The treasure hoard.
Human mage doing a fadeaway jump shot of a helmet into a pit of lava as a diminutive elf
swats him down.
Blocks the shot.
Dude, they're going to be in jerseys, too. They're going to be in jerseys.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do sorry. Sorry, it's not your commander.
ChatGPT will give you something to do that, bro.
Yeah, ChatGPT will do it. Star isn't good at that.
That's crazy.
Theon's jersey says TMP.
All right, can I see that?
It's like TMP.
Okay, here you go, Ron. Read number 3. I'm covering up the others.
Should I say it out loud?
You can, that's fine.
Helm of Brilliance. 3 jewels missing, 1 replaced by a soul shard of the Dracolich himself.
Oh, and the Demigod Death was a Dracolich. I thought he was.
I mean, he would have been.
So what does a horn do?
Oh yeah, so the horn, this thing is awesome. It was in my opinion, it was one of the coolest magic items. It's a little bit of like,
I say we go back and get it.
It's kind of niche a little bit, but let me find it.
Then we'll use it against it.
Oh, it's not on this dirt. Hold on. Okay, so it is da-da-da. No. Also the you'll love this, right? So the creature in the mirror in the room where you guys was a doppelganger shade.
Doppelganger shade.
Oh, shade.
And so it gains the abilities of the people that it attacks, so it tries to attack them, and it tries to drag them into the mirror. But the cool thing is, if you defeat it, you get a stone vial of Medusan tears that will allow you to avoid the effect of petrification for an hour.
Oh,
you can actually look at your face.
I can look at my wife.
Well, and that's the thing.
You introduced that earlier.
No, I just thought you were vain.
That also might be alchemical, which means you could have
possibly duplicated
it. I didn't know Marriage was there. I just thought they were... And I'm not your best fan.
You could have figured out how to reverse engineer it. Almost there.
Almost there.
But I'm sure that's a thing that you could...
Oh, crud. I forgot about that part of it. Dang on it.
I'm sure there's a way.
All right. Okay, so here it is.
You
ready for this?
Spectacles.
Okay, the Horn of Hollow Hall. The war horn is carved from the fossilized tusk of a primordial mammoth, banded in tarnished mithril and engraved with runes in an ancient forgotten dialect of the elemental tongue of air. When blown, it emits a deep, dreadful howl that echoes beyond the material plane. Once per day, the bearer may blow the horn to invoke a fear effect in a 60-foot cone as the spell. No hit dice limit, save versus spell at -1. So you're going to 60-foot cone, no hit dice limit. Then, 3 times per week, it may summon a phantasmal hunt, a ghostly stampede of spectral beasts as phantasmal killer, but affects up to three targets at once.
Wow.
Save versus spell per target.
Could you imagine accidentally using that on someone wearing a Helm of Brilliance, though? And then you have a stampede. That's not Helm of Brilliance.
Anyway, and then undead and incorporeal creatures suffer an additional negative two penalty to all saves. The drawback is the horn draws the attention of the Wild Wind, a capricious air elemental spirit. Each use after the first inside a week carries a cumulative 10% chance that the spirit appears in D4 rounds demanding tribute, riddles, or conflict.
Riddles?
That's awesome. And then I had generated the riddles. Would you like to hear them? Because you'll never do it now. I can always generate more.
I would love to hear it.
I am not held, yet I shape the hills. I do not strike, yet I bring trees low. I have no form, yet I howl through stone. What am I?
Wind.
That was the easy one. No hands have I, yet I measure your days. No face have I, yet I show your age. I am always moving, never still. I flee the strong and devour the still. What am I?
Time,
yeah.
I feel like when...
You feel me pass, but never see me come. I have no mouth, but I may steal your breath. I am born in silence, yet bring roaring death. What am I? You feel me pass, but never see me come. I have no mouth, but I may steal your breath. I am born in silence, yet bring roaring death. What am I?
Fire, disease.
Nope.
I don't know. Age? Time again?
Nope. It's a vacuum or an airless void.
Oh, okay.
I wear no boots, yet thunder follows me. I have no trail, yet forests know I've come. You cannot touch me, yet I topple towers. I strike from above, yet have no form. What am I?
Lightning.
Close.
What'd you say?
Lightning.
I wear no boots, yet thunder follows me. I leave no trail, yet forests know I've come. You cannot touch me, yet I topple towers. I would fail lightning. I strike from above, yet have no form.
Rain.
Yeah, that's a storm.
No riddles for me.